Kilo accolade Lena Alfatre. Sorry about that, Lance. I got a phone call right when you responded.
Oh, that happens sometimes. I really want you to get that extended car warranty.
No, that was the wife wondering why I am not home after I'm usually home 2 hours prior to this, but a few people called off work, so I stayed until there was someone to relieve me.
Working the graveyard shift of Anthem.
Yeah, and I being I work in dispatch, everyone was like, just go home. I'm like, no, I'm not. Until I have a relief that's gonna cover you guys, I'm not walking out of the room. That's just not necessarily how I am. So it was not a planned extra 2 hours.
Well, as long as it was a paid extra 2 hours.
Yeah. Well, it definitely wasn't gonna be for free. How have you been? I haven't really been on the radio much.
Yeah, same. I had to bring my car into the shop, and I had it for about a month, and I had a loaner car, and I pulled the radios out of the car before I brought it in, intending to put them in the loaner car. Just got lazy and chilled without radios for a while.
Yeah, that's kind of what's happened to me. I put one of our cars up and it's having some brake light issues. So my Grand Prix has my Yaesu in it, and the Malibu doesn't. This was supposed to be for the daughter, so I wasn't gonna put a radio in it. And now that I'm having electrical problems, I'm about ready to just pull the radio out of that and put it in this.
Yeah, I got a new 2013, one of the very first ones built too, so got some growing bugs, had the check engine light come on, and for a while had like a some getting a little tire hop when I'm making sharp turns, and brought it in there and I fixed all the check engine lights and looked at the tire hop, and had to replace the whole rear end of the vehicle, basically the rear diff. And they had to looked up the part number and our warranty system. Like a $1,700 part they had to replace.
Sounds like you had yourself a true locker back there if you were wheel hopping on turns. I almost say, if it wasn't a daily driver, I'd almost keep it. But being a 26, that's kind of disappointing. And unfortunately, it's something nowadays you can't really get away from. All the manufacturers have problems right out the gate, and that is honestly really disappointing.
They call them dirt roads, so.
Got yourself down in a hole. Hi.
Fortunately, that's probably not the best.
There you go. Now you're loud and clear again. KEXLAX.
Well, I lost you there. Maybe it was flipping repeaters or something. Did you hear what I was saying?
I had mentioned it being disappointed with all these new vehicles having issues, and your transmission directly after that was very broken. I tried to let you know, but you might have been in a hole or switching repeaters.
I'm surprised I could have thrown a rock and a flip on, but yeah. I was saying this one was one of the initial, really, we launched, we do batch builds at the beginning, so they they let them, you know, you can build five cars a day until you get to a certain quality, and then they, you know, let's do 50, and so they slowly ramp up like that. This was in one of those batch builds, so it fortunately had some of those little, you know, initial bugs that probably were worked out before they ever got fully ramped up, but that's what I got.
Copy that. Do you work for Stellantis?
Yeah, I'm in the body department. I go through the CAD and figure out where all the welds need to go in the vehicle.
That is a important job, especially with these unibody vehicles. That would be very important.
Yeah, that's all. You have to figure out where all the welds need to go and balancing up the process and you know, making all the CAE guys happy and trying to be as efficient as possible. But fortunately, all of our CAE is kind of guessing checks, so it doesn't know if we're overdone, it just knows when we're underdone.
Definitely makes sense. Is you on your commute to work?
Yep. Yeah, it's quite a long one. I wasn't hoping we wouldn't be going back 5 days a week, but here we are. Yeah, I'm on the north side of Flint. I got to go to Harbor Hills every day.
Oh yeah, that's right. You did move up that way. Yeah, that's a hike. But I don't know if the big three offer, you know, pensions and stuff like that. But I know a lot of people that have worked for the big three over the years, and even with the long drive, they stick with it just because of the benefits.
Yeah, I mean, at least luckily in my vehicle, I do an employee lease program, so they let you lease a vehicle and basically company car, so they cover everything. All I have to do is put gas in it, and they cover the insurance, I need maintenance and repairs and everything, so. But, yeah, they don't do pensions anymore. They locked those way back when everybody was going bankrupt, and so, yeah, no pension for me, but my dad's on a pension.
Hey, how are you, Tony? Yeah, I didn't, I wasn't sure about the big three anymore, but I know a lot of companies, that's one thing they don't offer anymore.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's a thing of the past. It's kind of, well, the only people that do anymore is government jobs, but, right, everybody went to 401ks, so they just chip into your 401k for you.
Well, matching a small percentage into a 401k is probably cheaper than funding a pension. So, I guess from a business standpoint, I could see it.
Yeah, and hearing more and more kind of the way people operate is the job hop. So. It's really not the company, you know, dedication there used to be. I've been here for 10 years direct and 12 indirect, so I like to stay in one place, but some people don't.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you know, a lot of these businesses don't take care of their long-sitting employees like they take care of the new employees. So my wife's currently dealing with that same situation. She's, you know, she's been there 15 years, and, you know, new hires with almost no experience are hiring in at, you know, darn close to what she's making, and, you know, when you say something about it, they're like, well, that's just how it is, and I think that's a good chunk of the reason why people hop, because you get a new job, and you know, they're willing to pay the market pay rate at that time.
Anyway, yes, I've heard that, you know, people at job hopping up on average getting higher salaries because, you know, each hop you kind of bump up, and so they want to pay more than the last guy. So if you job hop a lot, you end up getting higher salaries. And if you just stay in one place, they just kind of, oh, you're happy, well, it will not bother you. But, you know, luckily, in the last 4 or 5 years, they've been giving us cost of living raises, so that's been keeping us mostly happy, I guess. But a few years there, when the previous CEO was every year, it was like they were trying to get rid of us. They offered buyout packages to get us out of there. Finally, not enough people took them, and they said, "Well, you're going out of here anyway."
Well, that's a nice benefit for sure. But Lance, I'm gonna make this one my last. I just pulled up to the house. I need to get a couple hours of sleep and then finish getting ready for the kids' graduation party tomorrow. So I'm gonna say 7-3s on this one, and I'll be listening out for your final. This is KEOX. Back over to you, Lance.
All right, yeah, I'm about just over halfway to work. Yeah, it's about a 50-minute drive for me. So.
7-3,
KBY. KC8, KJO. KC8, KJO. NABZR. NABZR, KC8, KJO. We'll call you right back, Brian. I'm on the phone. NABZR, NABZR, KC8, KJO.
Good morning, Tom. How are you doing today?
Went to bed late, woke up late, and running late. How's that for a Friday? Usually it's a Monday thing, but not today.
Well, that's what Fridays are for. Are you on the road today?
What are your plans for this wonderful day?
I'm on the way to the eye doctor. I had my second cataract done yesterday. Oh, my God. Oh, I didn't know I was almost blind. I could see so well, and my eyes are still screwed up. You know, they got to heal. I had it done yesterday. We're just going to the doctor for a check. Over.
Was it like a laser thing, or did they actually go in there and take out your eyeballs, scrape the lens, buff it all out again, and put it back in?
Yeah, it was like that. First they used the laser to soften up the cataract, and then take pictures of the back of the eyeball, and then they went in and then they sucked out the lens and popped in a new one. So now I got a trifocal lens so I can see distance, close up, and intermediate range. It's pretty awesome.
Okay, that's different. Can you get ones with a remote control where it has autofocus?
Well, yeah, that's what the trifocal does. It focuses in all those different distances. It's called, I forget what the name of the lens is, but it was pretty expensive. I had to pay another $3,400 per lens for the super duper lens, but it's worth it because now I can see.
I'd rather just take them out, buff them all up, and make some polish them and then put them back in.
I don't think they do that. I think they take it out, throw it away, and they put a new one in there. And then they can correct for any kind of vision problems. Hey, before I get to the end of my rope here on the radio, I want to ask you about that mile thing last night. That's $25 donation they're looking for. Is that per year, or is that forever, or what's going on with that?
Well, no, I think it's just a one-time donation so they can build up the funds so they can put the equipment back in at Mayo. Like I said, it was taken down because there was a discrepancy in regards to the rental area, and from what Jeff told me, he goes, yeah, he said, it's like $20-$25 a month, you know, and over. I said, okay, so it's like $240 for the year. So he goes, yeah, he said, if people want to donate, that'll help greatly in getting that slate back up. But that's why it's down. It's because the owner of the site is wanting more money or raise it or something.
Okay, well, so, yeah, but is that per year or just a one-time thing?
He didn't specify, but I think if we get a bunch of people together and, you know, put $25 into the pot, you know, into MI5, that'll at least cover the cost for a year until they get more available funds to go from there. But I can check with them next time I talk with them.
Is it, was that K8SWR?
Yeah, KB8SWR, yeah. You know, he should be on Discord with us, so just, you know, gap him, or send him a message, you know, private DM. He might be able to give me more of a rundown. He just told me the exact price. He said he was going to let me know, but he's traveling over God's green earth to Michigan, you know, driving trucks again, so he's, so we chatted for a little bit when I was up there, kind of up at Lowe's Saginaw.
Oh, okay, awesome. I see, yeah. That Mio thing is very important to me because our property is up north there. It's just north of Mio, and we could really use that MI5 repeater up there. So, hey, count me in.
Well, it will benefit a lot of people. I mean, Central Michigan does a lot for us for having that, you know, having those sites up there and that coverage. So, you know, donating to the cause and helping with the upkeep of the system, I mean, that would benefit all of us in the long run.
Yeah, heck yeah. You think $25 is enough?
I think that's the rock bottom donation, but basically, you know, want to donate $20, $200, or $1,000, you know, whatever else, that's your preference. But I think if we all throw money in the hat, that, you know, all of us that, you know, travel through there, you, me, Brian, and whoever else, you know, that goes up that way and uses that MI5, anybody on the MI5 network that travels in that area, you know, I think it would benefit all of us.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I think you can count me in to donate there. I'll look into that probably today or tomorrow when my eye heals up a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it's a 501c3 organization, so it's definitely tax deductible.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That even makes it better. Okay, Tom, I got to help my wife here. I think she made a wrong turn.
Yeah, just tell her to turn right at the Fuzzy Donut Shop.
Okay. All right, Tom, nice talking to you. 73 is this NADVR monitoring.
All right. Have a good one. Heal well. 73. KV, KJO, clear and lurking as always.
Good morning, Tom. Brian W.A., BPD, standing by.
Good morning. Why stand by? Just sit down, relax. You're retired.
Actually, I'm at work. I'm going to go for a hydraulic unit, drain it, and check the ball cock, or the check valve ball passages, make sure they're not all gunked up, you know, good stuff like that.
So you're standing by to see if it works. Gotcha. Go ahead, Brian. The other Brian, Buzzer.
Hey, I thought you were retired, Brian.
I thought I was too, but then the brother-in-law had shoulder surgery, so now I'm working full-time again, at least until he gets back to start using his arm again.
Full-time at the church, right? You're doing the lift? Okay, can't get you. Go ahead, KTR.
Hey, Brian, I finally mounted that little short, that little 4-inch tall antenna. I mounted it on my vehicle. I put it on my hood, and I'm using that for my DMR radio.
Yeah, I'm working on that again this morning. And, yeah, that little antenna works great for UHF. Just don't expect any range on VHF.
No, I just ordered another UHF off of Kiva. You know, it's a little, that's about 4 inches high, but it's strictly UHF. That way I don't get any interference from VHF. I'm going to use that in my cruiser once it comes in.
I got to go, guys. We're here at the doctor. 73 is any easier out.
So, Brian, is it a success with the hydraulics? Did you find the problem?
Yeah, I'm going to pull the power unit off, drain it so that I can flip it, and check the pressure relief spring and ball, make sure that's all in there properly. And I'm hoping that's it.
Also, didn't we talk about it might be a solenoid issue that's not getting power?
No, last time I verified, both solenoids working.
Okay. So that's working, so it could be a stuck valve, a stuck valve. There was something that you were telling me what it was, and my brain has just melted in the bush lately, and I can't remember what we said it was, or possibly it was.
Yeah, well, like I said, the second one.
Gotcha. It's almost like a gate arm, except the gate arm, I can adjust the flow rate dials. So I could go down slow or let it go down fast. You don't want it going down fast and slam. So, yeah, I get it. I know what you're talking about.
Well, Bobby knows exactly what I'm talking about because it's basically the same unit, just different size, that they put on those car lifts that he sells and services.
Yeah, they should be pretty simple. Low maintenance. A lot better than working on gate arms, I'll tell you that much. Or wedge barriers. Those things were a pain.
I leave it to the professionals at Johnson Control.
Alright, I'll let you sit there and stand by and stare at the fluid drain out of, you're draining the life out of the lift. I'm going to call my coworker, see where he's at. I got out of the house late. I'll talk with you soon. 73 in your final. KJO.
All right, John, be careful. I'm going to be monitoring most of the day because I'm working on the workbench once I get it off the lift. Talk to you later. W8BPD. W8BD Mobile. WAPD, this is WAPD. Off at the church, I figured out what's wrong with my hydraulic lift, and it's the solenoid for the lift side. A little piece of the plastic washer that's part of the seal where it goes in was pinched off, and it was actually in keeping the valve from firing. I cleaned it up, put it back in, it works, and I'm not sure if I need to replace that valve or not. I could find the solenoid coil, but I can't find that valve. I'd have to pull it out and get the numbers off it again. That's a lot cheaper than an Interpack hydraulic power unit. That is for sure. I didn't pull that solenoid the day I was working on it, because it's on the bottom, and when I do all the fluid drains out, so, yeah. I got it. It works. Get it all by myself.
You're very good. Well, I would hate to see you spend $3,500 on a hydraulic pump and it not be the problem. You'd have a lot of fast enough to do.
Well, I pulled the valve because I was draining the fluid to take it off and put it up on the bench and actually
look at that and the pressure valve that's on the bottom. So I pulled the right one and fixed it before I even took it off the unit. Very good. I do know there's a pretty big hydraulic shop somewhere in Chesterfield. I could find out the name of it if you can't find the part, you know. Granted, everybody else, sometimes it's just easier to order the damn thing. But I do know that there is one somewhere in Chesterfield that we get a lot of parts for our pumps from that place.
All right, I'll keep that in mind. I'm going to try and get this thing replaced. Well, I get to watch two cops go screaming by on the side street. If I don't figure and find anything out, I'll just talk to you next week by Thursday if I see you in person, if not on the radio.
Yeah, it should be on Thursday. Simpson's schedule's been monster busy lately. And all my free time I've been devoted to another project that I've been obsessed with. So last night I had to finally break down and cut the grass, so I missed the knot, and it had to get done. So I've got the kids this weekend, so it definitely isn't getting done with the grandkids there, because you got to keep those kids busy. Otherwise, they get into stuff. So I think we're going to go on a trip with Tom, PCK Joe. He has a great idea, that little river cruise up there in Port Huron. So I think that might be on the agenda.
Well, that was like fun. I liked the net last night a little bit late. I had to do a late check-in because I actually had the wife bring out the walkie-talkie so I could listen to the beginning of the net from the pool because I was in there vacuuming it.
Yeah, it's posted. It might be posted publicly. If it's not, let us know. I can get it to you.
All right. I appreciate all the help you've given me so far on this hydraulic issue.
No problem, dude. It's what we do. And like I said, I'll find out the name of the place. I've been there a couple times. I know where it's at, but I don't know the name. So if you can't find it, let me know and I'll get you the name of the place. Chat later. BPD from W8BD.
All right, well, enjoy the rest of the beautiful day. I'm going to go finish filling up my fluid and run it up and down so I can get the air out of the system. Catch you later. 73 W8BPD.
Hey, Wally, what's going on? KPR. Thing working? KPR.
It's working.
W8BPD.
Was it you, Wally, or broke up?
No, it's Nick Bryan. I'm in the garage at the church working on a hydraulic man lift.
Oh, okay. Wow. Just a car pulling right between, in the middle of two trucks, braking at the same time, and almost died. Unbelievable. Anyways, okay, I'll let you get back to work on what you're doing. Okay, Peter.
W8BD mobile. KC8KCL. Sound a lot better. I put a new antenna, well, actually a real old antenna on, but the wire looked better. I think it's the wire. I crushed it in the door too many times. I'm waiting for an answer on the kids for tomorrow, because if I can get the kids by 11, then we can do this trip tomorrow. All right, that works. And then we can figure out a plant because, for chow or something like that, you got that great ice cream shop at Marine City. Yeah, we're quite familiar with Marine City. All right, yeah, so I'm waiting. I sent Devin Jr.'s golfing for the whole weekend, and I sent Devin a text. I tried calling. She didn't answer the phone, so my guess is she worked last night. And I told her to call me when she gets a chance. So they said by 11, and that's Devin time. So I have to call Devin and say, okay, I'm going to schedule this. That means they have to be at my house by 11, because 11 turns into 1 with her. Okay, sounds good. Once we get confirmation, then I'll order my tickets tonight.
Yeah, I'll let you know as soon as I do, so we can pull up the side of the road and order them. So, all right, sounds good on that. I just got, I think it's the antenna itself. I got to find somebody that can put on mini UHF connectors.
You mean like a solder and a crimp, or just a new crimp? Because I don't have any UHF ones. Yeah, that sounds about right.
What town are you in today?
I'm heading out to Ann Arbor. And then I don't know from there. I forgot the charger. It's at home, so I'm going to do it. When I get home, just grab it. Bring it down to here or something. Yeah, something like that.
RT3S, RTS3, I can't remember.
RT3S. But I got mine from NEDBS. Got a good deal on it.
Yeah, and then you put the OpenGD77, and it's quite impressive what you can do with that software.
Oh, yeah, got it on that. I got it on my Baofeng 1701, and I got it on the RT3S, the TYT, and the MP9600 that my coworker has in his truck, you know, for GMRS. I mean, it's so fast. I mean, I love that software.
I was thinking, you know, the other thing I got to do is I know I built a Tiny 10 radio, for the repeater. I've got to get that hooked to interface tonight, too. I think if I ever could get into the code plug of the radio.
Yeah, once I get that thing installed and in its new home, that's going to be great.
I'm looking forward to it.
Too bad the tape doesn't do DMR and P25. And, oh, my gosh, what does she want? I'll be right back, Casey Kitchell.
That's a whole different animal right there, WAPD.
Casey Kitchell. Yeah, I know the tape is a whole different animal. But like I said, all my other HT DMRs, they all could do UHF or VHF digital. So that's just a good thing.
Exactly. All right, the other thing I'll do is should get your whole bill. Is Confusion repeater in New Haven still down? You got a Confusion radio?
Yeah, I got a Confusion. And I think it's still down. I'm not sure. I haven't talked to him lately. I got his number. I should touch base with him. I did give him a desktop to use. It was Windows 10. He just had to clean it up a little bit. But, yeah, I'll check with them.
Yeah, we'll help them. You can do it. I can do it. JFS is really good at Fusion. See if he wants to get it running.
Yeah, I think the computer's fine. It's just dusty, you know. It's had in a desk and ran constantly. So, and it's Windows 10. It was a brand new desktop when I got it. So, all I do is be opened up, blown out. Go from there. If Phil's not using it, see if he can pass it back to us and put it up.
Worst case scenario, take it off the network and do it as a standalone.
Well, if we just need him, is that what we need? We need a machine to run it on the network?
Yeah, I think that's his hiccup.
Well, yeah, check with Phil and see if he's using that HP that I gave him. If he isn't, then see if you can grab it from them, and then we just got to blow it out and set it up.
Yeah, that'll work. All right. Well, we got that breakfast thing coming up next month. That's actually fairly close. It's almost last week of July already, isn't it? I mean, I thought, because I went and paid bills today, I couldn't believe how late July it is already. Time is lying by.
Oh, I know. I signed up for the Dream Cruise. I signed up for Berkeley. And Rachel's supposed to be getting her car today, possibly, or next week, one of the two. So I should get my cruiser back within the next day or so.
It's just obviously I want to simply get my car back. I really don't care, but I want a new one. But I told you I'm getting a new motor and a new turbo.
For what? A cruiser? You got one? You found one?
My little white work car. The motor went out on it.
Oh. Well, that's not good. Might as well just scrap it and get another one.
Because Ford's paying for the motor and the turbo.
So you're driving a big truck then?
Yeah. When you said I found it better, I decided to put another antenna up. I got an old beat-up antenna base. It's really rusty. But the magnet's still good on it. So I put that up there on the roof, and that's what I'm using right now. Plus, I got a big base on it, too. I got to get rid of that. That's the tri-band antenna. It looks ugly. I don't need it on this vehicle because this vehicle's only got a XBR single-band radio on it.
Yeah, WAP. Phone rang, KCKGL. I'll be back in about 30 seconds.
Okay. Paul Road, by the Golden, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, I'm back now. Oh, nothing. She keeps calling me and asking me, how about this? How about this? How about this? Like, think about it. So, say that last part again. You said you got the base, the bigger base. So, that'll work.
Yeah. So, it works. I'll probably stop at the Ford dealer and grab my antenna.
Is that the one that was found kind of crappy, or is that the better one?
It wasn't the antenna. It was the, I think it was the lead that went to the magnetic base. I think they crushed it in the door too many times.
Oh, that's why mine are all ran up along the seal of the door. I bring it outside along the top seal of the door, it gets out of the way of the door, but they don't get crushed. And I paid that price too many times.
Yeah, well, this truck, the gap between the body and the door is very minimal. And, I mean, it's a nice, I'm not complaining. It's just there's not enough space there for the coax to go through, and I slammed on it one too many times. So it's done. I've ruined it. And I think that was my problem. So now it's working really well.
Oh, gotcha. Well, I know I got another little UHF antenna, a little Sputnik one. Just waiting for that to come in. I ordered it. I was going to put that up my 4550 in the cruiser. Get rid of the dual band that's up there. I only need a UHF. I don't need a dual band.
Got to come over again some night. We've got to go for a golf cart ride again. Now that we know how to get Melissa in the back of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because it may, yeah. We'll figure out another day. Yeah, she enjoyed that.
I'm going to stop here at Costco and get my eye prescriptions refilled. My contact lenses. I've been wearing glasses a lot lately. I'm kind of tired of it.
I had to go back to glasses because my eyes are so bad that the contacts are going to really strong prescriptions and really expensive. So I said, you know, save the money and just went back to glasses. With the bifocal, a lot easier.
Yeah, what I've noticed the difference, it's a lot easier for me to drive with contacts on than it is with glasses, especially like when you're looking left or right, you don't have to worry about oncoming traffic. The contacts, they just work, you know, for that kind of stuff. The problem I have with the contacts is reading. I still got to put on some readers. And I leave them lay all over the place and can't ever find them.
Well, yeah, that was my issue. That's why I went to contacts. It's because it was hard to see. You know, looking around, it was throwing me off. So when I finally went to contacts, it was nice. I didn't have to worry about readers. And then all of a sudden, I got to the point where I was needing readers, stronger readers. And then just the contacts are getting more and more expensive because of my astigmatism. One eye getting worse than the other, so, you know, I have to change brands and everything else like that. It's just too much work. So, I'll stick with glasses. I got two pair. Who knows, maybe eventually if the price has changed, but right now I just got my spectacles.
Quite a bit of traffic here on the whole road, and I don't get it. It's a little early for this. WAPD. So my audio is fixed.
I'm over here, just west of the airport, where they have that express lane that serves no purpose. And just tootling along here. We're going to go all the way up to Ann Arbor at State Street and Heinz Drive.
I take you're using the Detroit repeater?
Yeah, that's what it shows. Channel 2, it says Detroit 2. Yeah, so I'm popping up with Detroit. I don't think I hit the Novi once till I get almost to Ann Arbor, but this one goes pretty far.
Yeah, I don't know much about where it's at, but it's still a straight shot to Detroit. You've got the highway as a lane for RF, so I had noticed that too. It works remarkably well for a long, long time.
Yeah, same with TJ's tower. Going this way, I can stay on TJ's tower to almost in the middle of downtown Ann Arbor.
Well, somebody said that lost connectivity. Do you hear anything about that standalone right now?
Yeah, I think it had some issues on it. But I know that Freddie was changing it from an MTR to a Quantar, and he was working on that. I know Warren still has issues. I think Sean was working on that the other day.
Yeah, Tim had told me this morning that they had some connectivity problems last night at the net with it.
Yeah, I have some connectivity issues with my internet tonight. I was on the open, or on the All-Star node into MAC, and right near the end of the net, I get the red indicator flashing on my open spot. And why did I just lose connection? I had to run upstairs to the gate while I had on, and we get in on 2 meter, finish up the conversation. Then all of a sudden, pop back on, like, whatever, because I lost everything, my voice phone, my voice, and All-Star and my open spot phone. Everything disconnected.
N-A-W-R-O.
JTJ, go ahead, Tim, and throw it over to Wally.
Hey, guys, TJ's repeater is now connected. It's working. And Wally, I think it had something to do with what was going on last night. The fix this morning was to drop node 1010, FBI systems repeaters, and then just reconnect it. And once we did that, it reset everything and everything works.
Very good. Yeah, I was just telling him I thought it was broke. So, because I walked in, take a break, grab a glass of water, and I didn't hear anything on the FBI. You know, I heard the little handheld, but that's just too much static. And I don't have, right now I got the VHF side of my place tied up with the, and my house tied up with the, I'll spit it out, Wally, the repeater, you know, the beta testing of the repeater. Okay, great. Now we're in the Charlie phase. There is such a thing. Alpha, beta, Charlie.
Oh, you have a beta test radio? Well, Mac is 2 meter and the beta is on 2 meter. Isn't that like an auto switch? I don't know which radio you're transmitting on. Are those like super expensive?
Just use a duplexer. Those are super cheap.
Yeah, no, I don't need one of those. But I don't.
You.
You got a double band antenna in your house. Try to make things look cosmetically prettier.
Yeah, then you need a duplexer.
All right, I'm out. I'm going to go try to find my gooder antenna. So, it's over here at the Ford store where my broken car is. WPD, I shall return. Drive safe, Mr. Kahn. Thanks, Tim.
Hey, Wally, while you're here, you got a second?
Somebody call.
Yeah, I'll be real quick. This is KEAWDO. How does the audio sound? I'm using the new Bone Conducting headphones, and Nora has it was trash, and I want you to be honest with me. Is this trash? Should I not use this?
It sounds muffled. Sounds like you're talking to a medical mask wrapped in plastic.
Sounds like you're scuba diving. John, N-A-W-R-O.
Sounds like you're at a fire scene in an air pack.
I love it. You guys are cracking me up. All right, cool. I appreciate it. Yeah, I know. It's probably have to find something a little bit better. So, all right, thanks, guys. K-E-A-W-U-O.
Just turn it in on an expense report with ARPSC, and Tim will take care of it.
I'll get read it.
All right, thanks, guys. K-E-N-W-E-R.
W-A-T-D.
This should sound even better.
W-A-T-D. So, do we have a plan for the weekend?
I still have not heard from her. I will try again.
I'm sure she worked last night. That's probably why I haven't heard.
All right. Yeah, because if it's easier for the grandkids for Sunday, Sunday's going to be 82 and sunny. You know, we can do it Sunday at the same time, 1 to 3. And then we can go get eats and ice cream. Spend a nice day out there and on the water.
Yeah, let me find out. Like I said, I'll send her another message. So, or I could try the kid's bat phone. Kid's got a bat phone.
Oh, nice. Bat phone for grandpa.
Yeah, but they're in the private. There's a private company that carries VoIP. That's what the one they're on. Like $20 a year or some crazy thing. It's really inexpensive.
Oh, it's like mine. VoIP MS. That's what I got.
Yeah, that's the one they got.
All right, let me know. Get back with me. KCKJ.
WBD.
KEAFTW. I'm on Frank Street, Ward 1. KEAWUO, testing a DM32 on statewide 1.
EAWUO, this is NACAF. I heard you loud and clear.
Welcome to the club, John, NAWRO.
Wow. This thing actually works? Pretty cool. Look at me on statewide 1 with a DM32. Wow. I thought I'd never see the day.
Yeah, we may have converted him, Cliff. Just a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, Jim?
Converting me? From Motorola to Beofeng? However you pronounce that? I don't know. But I do like it. I'm glad. I mean, it's working. It sounds good. It's different. But it does the job, so... Yeah, and it looks like my other radios, so there you go.
Hey, John, does this mean I get your Motorola R7 that you were going to offer?
You're a little muffled there. I heard you talk about the Motorola R7, and I think that was Devin, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have any contact list in here yet, so. But K-E-A-W-U-O.
Sorry about that, John. I was saying, since you switched over to the DM32, does that mean you can give me your R7 now? W8LFA.
Gentlemen, 7331, NACAF, clear.
No, you, I'm probably going to have to hang on to that one, but we'll see. Well, cool. I'm glad this is working, and good to hear from you.
All right, John. Well, glad you got it working. And goodbye, Cliff. Hello, Joe, W8LFA. This is NAWRO. I'm going to clear out as well. You guys have a good one.
And sorry for interjecting. But I'll be clear as well. W8LFA. Have a good one, fellas. 7-3.
Casey, kid, Joe.
You off the clock yet there, Tom? NAWRO.
Yeah, pretty much. Heading home.
And another week down, so you get the weekend. You got to mow your lawn, I suppose?
Not on Saturday. Melissa just did it. She did it yesterday. I think yesterday? Yeah, she did it yesterday.
I forgot. You have an XYL that likes mowing the lawn. That's nice.
Yeah, because she likes keeping it like a putty green. I'm like, doesn't need to be that short. But she does it anyways. So I let her do it. But no, that's, you know, she gets extra exercise with that. So she likes mowing it. I hate mowing it. So I got to go around all the obstacles, you know, through the sand pit and everything else, and I hate doing it.
If only the village, is it a village or a city, would let you board your daughter's horse on your property, you'd be all set.
It is a city, and no farm animals within the city limits or exotic animals. But we did just approve an change an ordinance to allow chickens. But yeah, it's by permit only.
Yeah, that's pretty much what we do down here too. They do. It's got to go in front of the board, and they get, you know, like special permission. They do letters to all the neighbors, and there was even a pig, a pot-bellied pig or something outdoors that they got special dispensation to have. But chickens are a big one with the eggs. So, but there's no roosters, only just chickens for obvious reasons.
Right. Hens only. I think we said no roosters. Gosh darn it, I missed my turn. Hold on a second. I was supposed to go north on Middle Belt, and I missed it.
All right. I was hoping I didn't distract you from an exit on a freeway, because that's even worse. But yeah, you know, it's we're still semi-rural, so I think there's that, and then the lot's got to be big enough to sustain a setback too, so that, you know, because there's a little noise even with the hen.
It has to be a certain foot away from the fence. There has to be a rat wall installed. So, you know, can't the coop has to be 100% enclosed. It cannot be free range. And I think it's a maximum of 5 birds. But more or less, it has to be, you know, 100% enclosed, and, you know, all the other stipulations to properly care for a farm animal. It has to be, like I said, so many feet away from the fence. And I think you have to let your neighbors know, but we're only handing out, like, one permit a year, if that. You know, have it very highly restricted. Specifically, you know, because people want to grow their own eggs.
Yeah, it sounds similar to ours, but we don't have a cap on it, but it's case by case. And then, I don't know if you know that place here in my town, right just north of the tracks, outdoor furniture or whatever it is, in the back they got some really deluxe, what do you call them, coops? Is that it? You walk in, you know, they're big.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Chicken coops, that's what they're called. Yeah, they're elaborate. I mean, you get $500, $600, $700, $800, you know, over $1,000 for these coops. But the main thing is making sure that varmints can't burrow underneath and come up into the chicken coop. That's what we're trying to avoid. Because if you have chickens, then you got the seeds and everything else like that down there in the grain, but now you got mice. Mice travel. Mice get into your house. Mice destroy things. So, you know, it's all to avoid all that. It has to be built a certain way. It has to be a certain size. And you have a limit on how many chickens you can have. You know, and you have to have a permit.
It all sounds reasonable to me. We even have groundhogs here in the back, which not sure if they're per se attracted to chickens, but I think that was a problem my neighbor had. So he had it for about 5 years or so. Never a problem with them as far as I'm concerned. He was two doors down, but he got rid of them recently. I got to ask him why. I never did ask why. I think he was just tired of the upkeep and all that.
Yeah, they're a lot of work. You know, and so when I first moved in, that's what I thought. I asked, can we have chickens? And I go, not in the city limits. And when I got on the planning commission, then we started working towards it. Heard other people, you know, there were requests. So we're like, okay. So we readdressed it, and that's what we came up with. And I think I got approved by City Hall. So far, I haven't heard any chickens, but I know my neighbor perpendicular to me. They had ducks. And they had an open yard, so I found out about the ducks, and I was talking with the city, you know, with the city. I'm like, so yeah, I keep hearing this quacking over this, not over here. And I thought we're not supposed to have farm animals, ducks, chickens, or anything. She goes, you're not. I said, well, one house has them, and she goes, oh, really? Well, the CEO went over there and spoke with them.
I suppose not that it matters either way, but are they going to be grandfathered in and make an application, or did they just get rid of them?
Nope, they got rid of them. They also used girl weed, got rid of that too. From what I understand, they're snowbirds. Or they leave for extended amounts of time, and then their grass gets grown and gets overgrown. The son is supposed to come over there and cut it. And we had problems with him maintaining the yard, so I talked to the DPW and said, hey, we got to do something about this. And make sure the grass is being cut.
I may have partially doubled with you. But, yeah, that's my pet peeve. It's just, ordinance violation to the point where it's just terrible, horrendous. That's not your job per se, is it, or is it?
We have a code enforcement officer that we notify, and he's supposed to enforce the ordinances of the city. The planning commission is the one that has the ability to change the ordinance, add an ordinance, or remove an ordinance, or even or zoning, And what we do is, we make it, and then we send it to the city council for recommendation. And then the city council votes on it after they approve it or deny it, kind of thing. We work kind of hand-in-hand with city council on a lot of city issues.
I was saying thanks for bringing that up at the net last night about the Mayo Tower.
KPK, Joe. Yeah, no problem. I talked to Jeff about it. And, I told him everybody was asking about it. So he goes, well, this is what the situation is, and this is why it's not there. I'm like, well, maybe I can talk to some people and see if we can help with that aspect. But, yeah, so if somebody can help with the, rent of the site, because I got the equipment, all I got to do is bring it back in there and hook it up, plug it in, and it's on its way. So,
well, I don't know if it works that way, but I put in the comments section, I put for Mayo Tower. So maybe it gets earmarked for that.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, just when I was about to talk about it, like I said, I want to wait till after the net and near the end and, for the final comments and stuff. And then all of a sudden, for some reason, my network went belly up. I think it did an update or something because it shut down everything. All my radio stuff that goes through the network. And so I had to run upstairs and get on the analog to finish what I had to say.
Yeah, I didn't even know that the tab was there on their page in the top right there. So John, clarified that too, where to find it. So that was good. Got the message out. Good deal.
Well, yeah, we all use it. The same thing with, look, we're using MI5 now. Then we got MI1, and then we got the FBI, repeaters and everything. And we got the TMRS repeater. Our group is a 501c3. So is CMN, 501c3. Yes, they get more funding than we do, but their funding is to build the sites. And put them up and cover the cost of construction and everything. But in regards to maintaining it or paying for the for the site rentals and stuff like that, some of them aren't cheap. Some of them aren't too bad, but every dollar counts.
NHWRO, I'm looking at that All Pins Open map. I think you got a copy of this too, and that Mayo Tower is right out in the middle. So if that's gone, which it is now, right? You lose a whole bunch of coverage there because Pinconning, as you go north, you lose Pinconning. I don't know if I've heard anyone on Lincoln before, but then the next one is either Petoskey or Hackleberg. I've heard you on Hackleberg before.
Right. So that's an important site of the infrastructure.
Well, I hope it works out. A good cause. What else going on? You're headed home, getting closer?
Yeah, the turn I missed was Maple Road to Middle Belt North. And I got through it. I just turned down the side street, turned back out. I was like literally a block past it, so it was nothing big. It just makes it easier, you know, going from Farmington Hills, you know, all the way over here to Pontiac. But we call it the Lake Drive because Orchard Lake, Pontiac Lake, Pontiac Trail, Commerce Road and all that, you know. So drive through all Cass Lake and everything.
Heard most of that, Tom. You dropped out there right at the end, but yeah, I forget the crossroads she was at. Ford Road? No, not Ford. My daughter used to live in Farmington Hills for about 6 months, I think it was, after her Ann Arbor days. So I was over there occasionally. I know the area a little bit.
Oh yeah, Square Lake, Long Lake, Walnut Lake, Pontiac Trail, Pine Lake, Orchard Lake, Coolidge. I think that's what it is, Cooley Lake. So, yeah, for Farmington Hills, I mean, I was at, what was I, at 12 Mile on Hagerty?
Yeah, I'm pulling the map up now, trying to figure out where she was at. I can't remember the road. All right, well, Drake Road sounds familiar. I think she was on Drake Road, but I forget the cross street. That was years ago, though.
Ah, yes, Drake Road. Oh, that road quite well, too. Like I said, this is Bryall service, so I know shortcuts here and there. Casey, you're Friday, too. I know I've done that for a while.
N-A-W-R-O. All right, well, we've got the makeup meeting on the 30th. I think you'd be able to make that, hopefully. Of course, I know for you it's pretty much a game-time decision. You're sure. I got to call into MISD to get that room, but the lady that does it is not working today. She took the day off, so we'll find out on Monday if we get that room or if we have to do another. We occasionally have a bigger crowd, so I hope we don't get that tiny upstairs room.
Yeah, I thought we had a number step away as well, but if not. I haven't been on the admin page yet to take a look at the latest updates.
I missed that, Tom. What were you talking about? What admin page? Or you mean in Discord?
No, for RPG. I thought we had a couple members that stepped away.
Oh, not, yeah, no, I posted that. Yeah, not a couple, just one. My buddy, N-A-W-R-N, Gary, he just didn't have enough time. So he's it's all good. I mean, you know, like always, he's welcome to the meetings. He's welcome to the net. It's just a ham. But he just couldn't commit to the level one requirement, you know. So, yeah, no problem. Just put you off to the side. And at any point in the future, if you end up having time, just come on back. You're a former member in good standing, all that good stuff, right? But, yeah, he elected. He checked into the net as an in and out last night. But then later he just said, you know, I'm not going to be able to do it. So but no worries. And we put him off to the side there. He's off the roster. So.
Okay. I know that W1BLU has been pretty busy, too, with a couple of things. I checked on him not too long ago. But I think he'll be back. All right. I'll be back in a minute. I got to make a phone call. I got a customer having a problem getting into my system. Even though I walked through it earlier today. Yell at him. I'll be back. Thank you, Kicho.
Okay. N-A-W-R-O.
Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa testing.
K-E-8-F-J-W, radio check.
K-E-8-F-J-W, Alpha Delta Papa.
A-D-8-M-T, okay. K-E-8-F-J-W, we up here in the Sioux on statewide one. Well, thanks for the radio check. Everything sounds loud and clear on my side as well. I'm 89. I lost you. Anyways, anywho, K-E-8-F-T-W.
K-E-8-F-T-W, Alpha Delta 8, Mike Papa. Do you copy me?
I heard you near that time.
All right. Yeah, I'm working on my radiality and was having some problems with the contact list, but I think I've got that resolved. And now it's just doing some other strange stuff, so I'm just trying to figure that out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sometimes those radioactivity things can be strange, that's for sure.
All right, well, I'll be talking to you, and we'll catch you down the log. I'm going to see what I can figure out here off the Delta 8 Mike Papa Clear.
Sounds good. 7-3. TE8FKW.
NHAP.
KFA-DVW monitoring.
KFA-DIC.
This is KFA-DVW. How do you read me?
I heard you, but I didn't get a clear, you know, hearing.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Victor Whiskey is my call sign.
Now I heard you. How am I sounding anyhow out there? I just got on this radio and find out how am I sounding.
Yeah, you sound good. Sound good, nice and clear. Where are you located?
KFADRC.
Where are you located?
I am in Rochester.
Did you say Rochester?
Yes, Rochester, Michigan.
Perfect. I am calling from Zeeland, over near Holland, between Holland and Grand Rapids. So, just sitting on the driveway, we got a fire going, and just enjoying the night. Anyway, have a good night. This is KF8DBW, signing off.
Okay, thank you again. Take care. KFADRC.